in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
The show continues after this quick timeout.
Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Tiger fans, are you all in? Then gear up with the Tiger Sports Shop, your go-to source for everything Clemson. From Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon and the best selection of Clemson apparel, we've got you covered 365 days a year. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. All in, all the time.
Go Tigers! It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, producer Mona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Let me give you a little. Let me give you a couple tips out there. All right. Some of you people out there are driving like absolute idiots on a Friday. I mean, absolute complete idiots. Settle down. Now, Ramona was late because she was stuck in accident traffic. I thought I was going to be late because I was stuck in accident traffic. You know, I hope those people are all right. And by the way, I'm not saying that anybody involved in those accidents were idiots. I don't know how those accidents occurred. I wasn't there. I was stuck 2 miles back, and I didn't think I was ever going to get out of it. In fact, when I was starting to consider four-wheel drive in the grass on the side, but when I saw the police go up that same path, I thought, nah, I probably better not do that.
Yeah, that's a good thing you didn't.
but man, like if I'm driving that big black Jeep and it's, you know, and it's like loaded up, I mean, it's on 35. I'm driving the speed limit, you know, so it's like 65. That's what I'm going. Right. But you get some idiots who will fly up on you at like 90 or 95 miles an hour. The other lane's open, right? But in the speed lane is open, but they don't go to the speed lane. They go right up on your A before they switch the speed. I want to kill them. Those people I want to kill. Those people I want to kill. So,
Is this the Jeep with the good air conditioner?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's good.
Yes. So, yeah. So that was the only good thing. Yeah. It was nice and cool sitting in traffic for all that time. Look, there are a lot of people out, as you might expect, especially in this greater area. So, into the Clemson area. So, be careful. Be careful. It's not worth it. You know, I'm sure that the people involved in the accidents that Ramona was stuck in were planning on something related to the football game. I'm sure the people involved in the accident that I was stuck in, same deal. So now all of your plans and everything else are ruined. So just be careful. It's not worth it. Not worth it. By the way, Ramona, my Mets won yesterday. I thought they were playing last night. I didn't even realize they were playing at 1 o'clock. They played at 1 o'clock. They won.
Wow, how
yeah,
about that?
Yeah.
They won one.
Yeah, easy now.
You're
easy.
The one that goes on and on. I don't watch the game.
They're playing a little better. I think they've won three of their last four after losing
four.
Eight straight, and they're trying to hang on against Quark's Reds. It was Ben's Reds, too, but now Ben has apparently dissolved that partnership.
Is that right?
He said another loss or two, Quark. They're going to go back to being your Reds. I heard him say that the other day. I had to laugh at that. But Arizona and San Francisco and Quark's Reds and even a couple other teams, not quite out of it as yet. So, you know, the Mets are just hanging on by a thread. But, you know, here's the thing. I've said this all year, and I still think it's true. Who in Major League Baseball is any good? You know, who's any good? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know who you can look at and say they're really good. I think, you know, if you look at Philadelphia, they look pretty good. But for the most part, the Mets sort of own Philadelphia the last 3 years. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, if you can just get in, you actually have a chance. You may not be any good, but you still may have a chance because I'm not sure who is good. And, you know, it's funny because Soto is actually going on to have a brilliant year. He really has. I mean, Ron Darling's covered the Mets pretty much forever now. I heard him say yesterday that he thinks Soto has the best year this year of any Met player he's seen in the entire time he's covered the Mets, which I think is pretty amazing because for most of the early part of the year, Soto wasn't hitting. But if you look at his numbers now, they're pretty amazing. You know, he's got 41 home runs, and he's driven 100 runs, and he's walked 119 times, which leads Major League Baseball, and, you know, and all that stuff. So he certainly had a good year. They have firepower. I mean, you know, they don't always use it, and their starting pitching staff walks too many guys. But, you know, I was looking at some of the Major League Baseball stats because, you know, we don't talk much about baseball now because the Braves have been out of it for a long time, and there's just not that much to talk about, quite honestly. But, you know, when you think about, you know, MVPs and stuff like that, I think, you know, a lot of it has changed from what we thought it might be. You know, Cal Raleigh is going to win the American League MVP, as he should. You know, he broke Mickey Mantle's record for a switch hitter. He's hit 56 home runs, which is just unbelievable for a catcher. You know, he's been the best player in the American League. You know, I don't know what really happened to Aaron Judge. I know he missed a few games here and there, but, you know, Judge sort of dropped off. I mean, Judge was on a pace at one point to win the Triple Crown, and he was actually on pace to have one of the historically greatest seasons in the history of Major League Baseball, but he dropped off. You know, he's still hitting well. He's still hitting .328 or something like that. He's probably going to lead the American League in batting average. But his home run numbers are 48. And, you know, at one time he was on pace to hit well over 60. He's not on that pace anymore. But, you know, that's still in play for Cal Raleigh. I mean, imagine a catcher hitting 60 home runs. That's insane. You know, he's blown by the catcher's mark already. Now he's blown by Mickey Mantle's switch hitter mark. And, you know, the only thing left is that that 60 target, but he's going to win the American League MVP. And look, I thought he was deserving. Listen, when he was trailing Judge and Judge seemed like the front runner, I wrote back then and said on the show that I thought he deserved the American League MVP because I just think catching is a really tough position to do what he was doing offensively. I thought he was like a one-off, and I still do. Now, listen, I don't think he's ever going to have another year that approaches this. I don't. I don't think it will ever go this well in a season for him again. So I think there's a lot riding on that for him, but I think he's clearly the American League MVP. The National League MVP is either Kyle Schwarber, who's also had an insane year. Schwarber leads all of Major League Baseball with 128 RBIs. He has 53 home runs, I think it is, whatever it is. And he's just had an incredible year. Now, he's hitting in the 240s. Now, Shohei Ohtani is still very much in this mix, I think, in the National League with Schwarber. But, you know, and Ohtani's hitting like 285. So that's your difference. But the other difference is that Schwarber has 128 RBIs. And I think Ohtani has like, I want to say like 95. So there's a big gap in the runs batted in category. So I don't know. I think right now it would be Kyle Schwarber in the National League. So your MVPs, Cal Raleigh and Kyle Schwarber. I think that's where we're going. And the American League, I think everyone else is out. I mean, I think it's Cal Raleigh. I can't imagine them giving it to Judge now or anybody else. The National League, I think Ohtani is still alive, and there's still 10 games to play. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But I would say that right now, and I'm sure the Vegas odds would say this. I haven't looked at them, but I'm sure the Vegas odds right now would say Cal Raleigh and Kyle Schwarber are the favorites to win the MVPs. The Cy Youngs are a little more of a gray area, so we'll see how all that plays out. But, you know, I think – you know, it's funny because, again, we don't talk much Major League Baseball anymore because the Braves just haven't been involved for a while. But, and again, I think they'll be back next year full force, and we'll be talking a lot about the Braves at this time of year and all season long. But, you know, in terms of the way these playoffs shape up again, I don't see anything that looks like an elite team. I don't even know. Look, I think Philadelphia has some star power, and they have the starting pitching. You know, those Philadelphia pitchers have been going six innings all year long, but they lost Wheeler. You know, and again, the Mets actually like playing against Philadelphia. So I who knows? I mean, the Mets aren't even in the playoffs yet. You know, I'm not sure they will be. I have no idea. I have no idea how that's going to play out. I would not even predict it right now. I have no idea from week to week who or what the Mets are. I don't know. I do think that they're talented enough that if they were to get in, they could win the whole thing in theory. I think they could also lose the first series in three games. In two games even. I don't know. It's been a strange year, I think, in Major League Baseball, a very strange year. Up is down is up, and I don't really trust anybody. If you missed it yesterday, I gave you a complete breakdown of Syracuse, everything you need to know. I told you we talked about who their star players are, what they do. There are a couple more things I want to add that, you know, that I think are worth mentioning. But overall, you know, if you missed that yesterday, I think you should go back to it. I'll rebump a couple of those things or reboot a couple of those things maybe in this second segment, but. Like I said, we spent an awful lot of time on the Syracuse-Clemson analysis yesterday, and not too much has changed, except that there are several key Syracuse players on the injury list listed as questionable, players that I don't think they can afford to be without, like both safeties. That's a concern because, again, you're playing a 17-year-old at corner. He's the most talented player on your team. And he's going to be a future All-American and future round one NFL draft pick. He is all the. I mean, you're playing him two ways at 17. He's just an absolute freak. But teams are still going to go after him at this point in his career. And you saw that from Tennessee in game one. But, you know, I'm sure he's a lot more secure if you have two experienced safeties on the field. Now, Grant's a transfer, but Grant is their most physical DB. Grant is an extremely physical DB. He's number 23 in your program if he plays. He is a 100% downhill safety. He's athletic, too, but he's 100% downhill safety. He will knock your teeth out. And if he's playing, he'll be involved in some physicality without question. But, you know, losing both starting safeties for Syracuse with a 17-year-old playing cornerback, as great as he is, I think that would be a concern, especially given the lack of pressure that Syracuse has been able to generate thus far. I would think that would be a concern. So I don't know anything about their status. I know that they're listed as questionable. So is it questionable with a lean towards playing, or is it questionable meaning they're not playing? I'm not sure. But if those two guys don't play, then that might change the way I view this game. You know, I thought this game was Clemson 7-11. Again, I'm hearing the Clemson blowout projections. I don't understand how anybody can say that at this point. Even if it happens, I don't understand how anybody can say that. It's just ridiculous. I mean, what have you seen that allows you to say that? I'm lost on that. I got a lot of that last week with the Georgia Tech game from a lot of sources. People called and wrote and said, you know, Clemson's going to blow them out. There was just no way. That was not happening. I don't feel as secure about this game in that regard. But I just, you know, until Clemson demonstrates they can string offense together and score 30 points in a game, it's sort of true with South Carolina as well. I just don't know how you can be laying 17 points. Now, again, if they're missing both starting safeties, then I think that changes. But we're apparently not going to know that probably right up until the start of the game. But I think, you know, that's going to be one major, major key to outcome because, again, you know, that secondary is a little bit of a hodgepodge. You've got multiple transfers in the mix, fresh transfers, including Grant. You have and you have a 17-year-old playing cornerback who, again, is honestly, he might be the most talented player on the whole field. I mean, I think he's that gifted. He's just, you know, 17. All right, we have lots to get to. We're talking football all day long. We'll get to contest games. At some point, I want to take a look at my preseason win total plays. And more. You can get in 654. The lines have been jammed all week. You can get in right now, 654-7627, 654-7627. We're talking college football all day. We'll get to a little NFL as well, including the fiasco last night where the Miami Dolphins get killed every time they play the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, honestly, they were fortunate to lose by 10. It probably should have been a 20-point game or more. Miami just sucks out loud. As I said before the season, when Seminole Ted asked me, he's also Dolphin Ted, and he asked me what Miami is going to do, I said, finish last. And he said, basically thought, you know, well, you're kidding, right? I said, no, they're going to finish last. And I said, they're absolutely terrible. Greer's an idiot. Ross's an idiot. You know, Russ had his little binoculars on last night. I'm wondering what he was looking at. I doubt it was the game. Walt, probably looking at some old broad in this fourth row. Quick break. We'll be back.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
Nobody does dual enrollment like Tri-County Technical College. It's never too early for you and your child to think about college. The dual enrollment program at TCTC offers the opportunity to take two or more dual enrollment classes, and it's a cost-effective way to earn college credit. Your student can get a jump start on college, saving time and money. You and your child have options, so why not discover what dual enrollment at Tri-County can do for you? Find out more at tctc.edu/DE.
Hey, Clemson football fans, as the season kicks off, don't forget to get your tailgating supplies from your Jimmy John's in downtown Clemson. Sandwiches, wraps, sides, desserts, and drinks. Just what you need to make your tailgate fun and enjoyable. If you need a meal after the game, our Clemson store is open late on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays until 3 a.m. So visit Jimmy John's at 393 College Avenue in downtown Clemson for a late night meal or snack. Jimmy John's and Clemson Tigers, a great combination. Go Tigers!
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact@longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered with clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay, things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Coach Saban here. On the field or on your walls, coverage matters. That's why I go with Behr Marquee Interior Paint and Primer from the Home Depot.
Exceptional hide, advanced stain blocking, and over 1,000 colors to choose from. Behr Marquee delivers one coat coverage that stands up to real life. One coat coverage, no overtime. Behr Marquee, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Valid only when tinted to colors from the Behr Marquee Interior One Coat Hide Collection.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL Draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Devil, keep a super suit like
Walter Abtulit Road Rage. Let me tell you a couple other things you don't know about Syracuse. One is they ran some option down by the goal line. That's right. They ran option with Angeli. And
is this like option for dummies?
Yeah, option for dummies. and somebody took the quarterback, but nobody took the back. And Angeli pitched it for a touchdown. So so be aware of that. That down by the goal line, Syracuse actually ran option with Angeli. Again, he's a better athlete than people understand. He's not a statue. He can move around. He will extend plays. He throws very well on the run. I still think that the biggest area of concern for Syracuse in this game has to be their offensive line against the Clemson defensive front and whatever blitz pressure Tom Allen brings. I think that has to be the biggest concern. They may have a second biggest concern now if both those starting safeties are out. If both those starting safeties are out, then that changes the nature of the game significantly, because they're both those guys are pretty good players. And the secondary, listen, the secondary is not the problem for Syracuse if they're healthy. All right. The problem is their pass rush. All right. And that's how they get exposed a little bit. But that secondary held up better than Georgia's did against Tennessee. I'll tell you that. But with Grant and Chestnut, the strong safety, and Grant at free safety, those are two pretty good football players. And then, you know, Demetrius Samuel, the freshman cornerback, as I've said, number one, the 17-year-old, he's the best player on that football team. He's the most talented player on Syracuse football team. He's not even close, right? And at some point, he's going to be incredible. I just don't know what point. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, in a few games. I don't know exactly. You know, it's a growing pains kind of thing. But if they're missing the two safeties, now they really can be exposed on the back end. So, you know, if you're playing underdog, and if we learn that those two safeties are out, then I think you really want to look at Cade Klubnik's passing numbers at that point. Because, look, remember what happened in the App State game last year when App State was playing the Michelin man at one of the safety spots? Do you remember that? Do you remember the dude that App State was playing at safety? You know, the short, fat guy? I mean, that's why Cade had all those numbers. I mean, any quarterback in America would have thrown for all those numbers, because that dude couldn't cover anybody. He was out of position by like 15 yards all game. Let me get to the I'm going to hold off a second, Ronan, because I want to take a look at what Underdog has to offer, which I'm trying to do during the break. It is Robert by seconds over Georgia fan Justin. You can get in. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and wish you a happy weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Same to you.
Man, I missed that play last night on that NFL game by 26 Josh Allen passing yards. I hit 4 out of 5. I just missed it by just that many yards.
Well, you know, I guess the thing that maybe we didn't take into account, or you didn't take into account, was that Buffalo would have such an easy time running the ball against Miami, particularly in that first half. Miami put up no resistance. Miami was really lucky they didn't lose by 20. I mean, you know, they had the kick return, which gave them a 7-0 lead. Without the kick return, they don't have that 7. And then Buffalo was driving to put the game away, and not only did they not score or convert, then they missed the field goal, a 39-yard field goal. And I thought that kept Miami in contact, but you know, Buffalo beats their brains in every time they play.
Yeah, that running back for Buffalo, whose name escapes me now,
Cook.
He went higher right around the first part of the second quarter.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right on the running. Walt, I want to talk a little Indiana, Illinois.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a really good game, but man, the more I dug into it, because I texted in yesterday after Illini James had texted in, and I wasn't even going to make a pick on this game. But the more I looked into it, I mean, basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you've already picked it, Illinois is going to have to run the football. And that's going to include Luke Altmyer, because Indiana is excellent at tackles for loss and sacks. And Illinois is terrible at preventing them.
Well, yeah, but just to be fair,
according to the national rankings.
All right, but just to be fair, Illinois is allowing, or Indiana is allowing, like almost 6 yards to play, and they've played nobody.
Right,
that's a concern. I mean,
you've been saying that, but I'm not going to call Old Dominion nobody, and I think Kennesaw State's going to be a better team than people understand. Now, Indiana State, that's a different story.
Well, look, I'm sorry, I like Old Dominion on their level, but Indiana still played nobody. All right. And to allow 6 yards to play is really disconcerting playing the schedule that Indiana has played thus far. And Altmyer is really good. And look, here's the thing. Altmyer is way more experienced in the Illinois system than Mendoza is in the Indiana system. It's not just quarterback for quarterback. Sometimes it's their understanding of what they're doing. And Altmyer is a maestro at this point of what Illinois does. And I thought he was great in that game against Duke, at Duke, for example.
Yeah, that brings me to my next point. Altmyer is much more expensive, experienced in the Big Ten. Because, Walt, I've watched every Indiana game, and I don't know that I'd ever watched Mendoza play before. I know you have.
Yeah.
But he's been a little herky-jerky, even a little skittish. I just wonder if he realizes that his life is going to get a lot harder this year with that Big Ten schedule than it ever was at Cal in the ACC.
Now, look, he's
still in the ACC, aren't
he? Yeah. But look, he's going to be a likely top 10 pick in the NFL draft. I don't think he's worried about any level of competition. He's 6'5", he's athletic, he has a big arm. He's in a new system. So there's going to be an adjustment period. And really, you know, the adjustment period right now appears to be between Mendoza and Surratt, the leading receiver for Indiana, because it seems like Mendoza has a new favorite target, and that's Amari Cooper.
That's right.
Cooper is the big play receiver for Indiana. You know, Surratt is a terrific NFL-type receiver, but he's a little more possession-like. And Cooper is really explosive. Cooper's probably averaging 25 yards a catch.
When I get to my picks, that subject will come up. Walt, I think this game comes down again to whether Mendoza can, you know, lead the team like a pro, show that pro talent, and whether Illinois is going to be able to run the football consistently and plus still generate the passing offense that they've shown for most of the year. I'm going to call it 27-17 Indiana. And, Walt, I think if Mendoza shows out, it could be worse.
I sort of see it something similar to that. Might be a little bit higher scoring than that, but I see it something similar to that.
Yeah. Well, both these teams get after the quarterback, and they both are really highly ranked in tackles for loss. I mean, Indiana's defense—it's
a huge game.
Let me get to my picks right quick.
Honestly, this is probably this could decide a playoff berth. It could.
It could. You're absolutely right, it could. So, I'm going to take Mendoza to go higher than his 249.5 passing yards. That number's actually came down this morning. I picked these yesterday. I've got Kalon Black going higher than his 58.5 rushing yards. Hemby is the back, but his number's like 72 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I think you talked about, you know, going back and forth about whether putting Indiana's running back room in your running backs list before the season. With Hemby and Black and now Beebe, they got a pretty good running back room. I took Amari Cooper to go higher than his 53.5 receiving yards. Surratt was at 74, and Cooper's leading the team in receptions and in reception touchdowns. So,
Omar Cooper, we're still in college.
I'm sorry. Omar Cooper. I think teams also have tried to, you know, try to take away Surratt. So I expect Illinois to probably do the same thing because they know, I mean, he's a game breaker. I've got Caden Fagan for Illinois going higher than 60.5 rushing yards. And even though it's five picks, this is a lottery ticket pick. I just got a feeling, Walt. And it's worse than a lottery ticket pick. It's like giving a stranger money to go buy you a lottery ticket pick. I've got Luke Altmyer scoring the first touchdown.
Okay.
And for a $20 wager, that's $3,400, I think.
There you go.
So it's a lottery ticket. But I just got a feeling that they're going to try to run Altmyer. His number on Underdog was only 3.5. And I didn't understand that until I started digging into it and seeing.
Robert, I got to run. Good talk to you as always. Thank you. Let me get to Georgia fan Justin. I'm starting him late. I might carry him over. Justin, how are you, Justin? Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hadn't got in yet to talk about the Tennessee game. I wanted to do that briefly.
Yeah.
Overall, I was encouraged by Georgia's performance. I guess I'll start with the negatives. You know, to me, the biggest concern would be the right side of that offensive line getting healthy. They're playing so many bodies. They keep getting dinged up. They just got to get healthy and find a right tackle because that was a revolving door Saturday. And it was really limiting Gunner's ability to press the ball downfield. So they got to get that worked on. Another huge issue, the secondary gave up some big busted plays. And you can't do that. Now, I don't think that they're going to play maybe anybody else this season that's capable of stressing a defense like Tennessee just with their tempo and their gimmicky style. And that's not to take away from what they do, but that's why I'm not hugely concerned about the secondary. I just don't know if they're going to be stressed like that again. But I was very encouraged by
Justin. Look, you would be at some point. I mean, even if it's not – in the regular season, at some point, you're going to be stressed like that. I mean, if you want to win a national championship, you're going to play teams that are going to be able to stress you. Look, I don't know what to make of that game. I mean, I'm going to bring you back because I started you too late. But I think that, I don't know whether that's a good performance by Georgia or a bad performance. It's sort of hard to know. There was a little bit of both in that game, and I don't think Tennessee is great, and I came away with the same questions about them. So I thought I would get more answers about both those teams in that game, but I'm not sure I did. I mean, I mean Kirby Smart said after the game, and I think he's right, that they were fortunate to win, that Tennessee outplayed them. And and that's a little disconcerting to me. I mean, Gunnar Stockton made some plays, and I think he does have some it factor. But the defense worries me, and it's not just the secondary, it's the pass rush. All right, hold that thought, Justin. We'll get back to you on the other side. Don't move. We'll get right back to you. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
It's here. The brand-new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax-deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
East Main Furniture in Eastleigh, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Eastleigh, or call 864-4426. 654 today.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today 864-641-0176 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1. To play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football, man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be new? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
The Roar, your home for all things analytics and salary cap analysis.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Diptula Road Rage, we are back. Ramona's pitching a fit because Faxon poked his head in the air, and she, when it was over, she said, I was talking.
Well, I was talking to you.
Well.
You just stopped listening to me.
Well, I gave you a chance. I paused Vaxxin for a second and let you continue, and I still didn't know what you were talking about. So then I decided to talk to him.
Quit flowering it up to something that wasn't.
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. I'm looking at Underdog here trying to figure out what I want to do, and I want to get something in this Clemson-Syracuse game. But I don't know why I put five in and I'm only at, a payout of 9.6. That payout should be higher than that. I don't know why that's only 9.6. I'll have to look at that in a minute. Back to Justin. All right, Justin. I don't know what to make of it, Justin. I thought it was mixed reviews. Concerns about the defense, absolutely. The defense got shredded, very concerned about that. But I think the offense played well. You know, I think the receivers played well. You finally got the ball to Humphreys. I've been asking you to do that for 2 years. Big play to Humphreys. I think he needs to be on the field, and I thought Gunnar Stockton played well and made some big winning-type plays.
Yeah. Well, I am concerned about the pass rush. I will say this is a pretty inexperienced team, a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores. I think a lot of our best players are very young. So I think with the defense, I'm taking a wait-and-see, be-patient approach. I'm hoping that they develop throughout the season and get better because a lot of teams are going to do that.
Yeah.
I don't see really any elite teams right now.
No.
So, you know, to me, the fact that they went into that stadium on that day and came away with a win tells me a lot about this team. I think they can compete with just about anyone, and I'm thrilled that
I'm not ready to say Georgia can compete with anyone yet. I'm not there yet. I don't think Tennessee is anyone. Tennessee's not Penn State. They're not Ohio State. They're not the elite Big Ten teams.
I just mean for a young quarterback to go in that environment and play very well, I just was very encouraged by that. Already played well. It's amazing what you can do when your receivers catch the ball.
Yeah,
so that's a big improvement from last year. Love Zach Branch. He's something we haven't had. And your boy, London Humphreys, came through. That's probably the best play he will have all season, maybe in his career. That was an awesome play. Overall, I was just encouraged. And I want to get kind of any thoughts on this Alabama matchup coming next weekend, and appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. I think it's going to be one of the more interesting games of the year, and I sort of think it's a loser leaves town game. And what I mean by that is I think the loser of Georgia-Alabama will not be a factor in the college football season. I think if it's Alabama, I think they're a 500 team on the year, which I forecasted before the year. I think Simpson's been the surprise for me for Alabama. We had never seen him. All I saw of him in the spring was just him dinking and dunking. I think he's played really well. In fact, I would make him, one of the Heisman candidates now, maybe 8 or 9 on that list. I sort of went through what I would do with that the other day. I think he's been really good. I thought he was good against Florida State in the loss. I thought he was the only bright spot. Well, he and Bernard. I thought those were the bright spots against Florida State. Other than that, I thought there were no bright spots. And Alabama's played absolutely nobody since then. I don't care what they've done. It's of no consequence to me. We never said Alabama was going to lose to the likes of Wisconsin at home or the crap team they played before that. I don't remember who that was. Who they played before that? Louisiana Monroe? East Texas A&M? I don't know. Whoever they played before that, I don't even care. I still have questions about them, but the one thing they do have is they have receivers and they have a quarterback who's confident and hot. So, if you don't shore up the pass defense, that could be a problem against Alabama. On the other hand, I don't believe in the rest of Alabama, right? In other words, you go beyond Simpson and the group of receivers, and I don't believe in any other part of that football team, no other part. I think the offensive line's overrated. I think the defense is vastly overrated. I don't think they can run the ball. I don't know that they can stop the run. So I don't believe in that football team at all. And I just do not care, as I said, about Alabama's two alleged victories that changes who they are. They haven't beat a real team in forever. So, you know, I Georgia gave this game away a year ago. We'll see. I think Georgia probably wins that game. I think overall they're a better football team than Alabama, and quite honestly, they're better coached. I mean, again, the Kalen DeBoer stuff, I've almost heard enough of it. Do something at Alabama. No one cares what you did at Washington. It doesn't matter. You got to prove you can win here at this level. And I'm just not certain that he's capable of doing that. So I don't know why, Ramona. I've got five plays down in this Clemson-Syracuse game right now. And I'm only at 9.6. Meanwhile, Robert has made a five play, and he's at what? What do you say? Hit 3,000 if he wins? I don't like that. What am I gonna have to do? Make something else here? What else do I have? I'm looking. I haven't decided anything yet. All right, Ramona, we need to get to the You Pick 'Em games. We have not talked about them at all yet this week. And last time I checked, my computer says it's the 19th, which is Friday. So let's go. We got some miles to go. So what do you have, Ramona? Let's go.
Okay.
Do you have? By the way. Wait. We have tickets to give away. Do we not?
Yes, we do.
All right. So help me with this. Educate me. What do we have?
We have one set of four.
Uh-huh. A set of four to Clemson, Syracuse. Clemson, Syracuse.
Yes.
And a set of two to Clemson, Syracuse.
Correct.
Okay. Right now, then, and these are going to be electronically transferred?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, set of four Clemson tickets to Clemson, Syracuse. I will take the third caller right now. Third caller, Clemson, Syracuse, four tickets to the game. Get in. And somebody make those your own. People, you can't, by the way, when we say like third caller, you can't wait on that, because then you're going to wind up being like a caller 7 or 8 or 15 or whatever. So I'll let Ramona figure that out and who got the four tickets. Make sure you can use them, by the way. This isn't a test. Make sure you can use
them. I'm talking to the third caller right now.
Okay, so we have a winner on that. So if Ramona's not speaking to you, get off the line and we'll give you a chance to win two in a couple of minutes, because I want to make them available. Get off the line. If you're not calling to talk on the show, get off the line. We already have a winner. Hello. We have a winner. Stop calling. We have a winner in the four. Get off the lines unless you want to talk sports. Other than that, you have to wait. You have to wait. I'm not rebooting the other. I'll tell you when I'm rebooting the other to go for the two. But right now, we have a winner on the four. I'm looking. What do we have for Maryland running the football? Do we have anything for Maryland running the football? Yes, we do.
Okay, so we gave away the four.
Okay, all right. So is the person on line one, are they?
I've checked.
Okay, so now I went up to 16.8. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make this little play right here. And I'm going to put this in. So I just put $50 to try and win $840 on a six-way. All right. I have two tickets to Clemson, Syracuse to the third caller right now. Two tickets to Clemson, Syracuse to the third caller right now. Gotta go. You gotta go. Okay, all six lines are lit. So Ramona, you figure out that out for the third caller, and the tickets will all be gone. She has answered a call, so if she's not speaking to you, you did not win. Sorry. All right, so line three. So all the other people, you can hang up. We already have winners. The winners are already set. So everybody else hang up. Everybody else hang up because we have our winners, okay? Unless something goes wrong. And, you know, and then we'll tell you, we'll go to the first runner-up in, like, a beauty contest and let you know. Let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Hey, football is back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in, as Tommy Paul used to say, South Kakalaki, South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, more. Call your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. It's absolutely unbelievable. It is Underdog, and I just made an Underdog play. It's a lottery ticket play, so, you know, I don't, maybe it's not. All right, I'm taking a lot of overs because hires because if Syracuse's two safeties aren't playing, I think that changes the game. So I'm taking Daryl Gill, who is hot for Syracuse, 58.5 receiving yards. I'm going higher. I'm taking Wesco, higher than 26.5, longest reception, because if Syracuse's two safeties aren't playing, I think Wesco will have a longer reception than that. I'm taking Dan Villari, the Syracuse tight end, to go higher than 47.5 because he gets a lot of usage, and I'm not sure Clemson can really stop him. I'm taking Steve Angeli to go higher than 270.5 passing yards because whether he's winning or losing, I think he's still going to be throwing. So I'll take that. And if he has time to throw, I'm very worried about Clemson's cornerback situation. And I've been led to believe that a little birdie told me that there's going to be a little change in that secondary mix this weekend for Clemson. And then I took Cade Klubnik to go higher than 266.5. I realize there's been nothing to show that thus far. I would not have done that before the Syracuse injury report came out that has both those safeties on it. But now that both safeties are listed as questionable, if those two guys don't play and Cade Klubnik does not throw for higher than 266.5, then you can just shut it down. And then I took Nolan Ray, the Maryland running back, to go lower than 45.5 against Wisconsin because nobody can run the ball in Wisconsin. They may not be able to stop the pass, but you cannot run on them. That's just a fact. Yeah, he'll be lucky if he gets 10 yards. So that's my pick on Underdog right now. Listen, download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all cap letters, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Millions have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
No matter the season, severe weather can inconveniently interrupt your life. When outages strike at Blue Ridge Electric, our linemen answer the call at any hour of the day, every day, to restore power as safely and quickly as possible. Download the Blue Ridge Electric mobile app to report outages and to view our real-time service map. Check out our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Blue Ridge Electric, built on service, wired to deliver.
Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
No manufacturing experience required.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC.